Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
The medical home can be a difficult concept to wrap your head around. You've heard the term being used more and more frequently, and we're discussing it from the angle of how you can find a pediatrician that uses this model of medical home and why it will mean such a better experience for your family. My guest is Dr. Jennifer Lale. She's leading the Care Coordination and Outcomes Initiative at CCHMC and Caring for Patients in Complex Care. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lale. Let's speak a little bit about the medical home. Why don't you first explain what a family-centered medical home is and how it benefits families?
Great. A patient-centered medical home is an approach to providing care for families and for kids. Particularly, I'm going to talk about kids because I'm a pediatrician, but there are family-centered homes for adults too. But a patient-centered medical home is where a family is an equal collaborator in providing the right care and the right setting for their child. So patient and family-centered care helps the family coordinate their care among all the people who are involved in their care, whether it be the school, whether it be a specialist, whether it be a camp, and it incorporates respect for the family's cultural systems and their support systems into the care processes. So you're involving the community, you're involving lots of medical disciplines, and the team-based care does include the family as an equal part of the team.
So someone's looking for a pediatrician that provides this family-centered care with interdisciplinary, maybe in their office they've got a nutritionist or even an exercise physiologist like myself, or so, you know, maybe they've got somebody who specializes in, you know, anything really. And so they've got different people in their office. How do you find this out? I mean, parents don't always want to ask too many questions.
Well, I think the first thing I want parents to do is to ask questions. When you're choosing a pediatrician for your child, you want to look for a board-certified pediatrician who's met national standards on their education. You know, we are required to study and do homework and take tests just like our students are. And you want to make sure that your pediatrician is continuing their education and that documents that that person continues to learn on a regular basis. It's something we call maintenance of certification. So a family-centered or patient-centered medical home practice might identify themselves as a medical home. There are some governing bodies in the United States that will actually present a certification for a medical home. And certainly asking other families or school leaders or community leaders to find a pediatrician who has expanded office hours, who has other services, maybe a psychologist who is co-located with them, maybe they have a nutritionist, maybe they have an asthma educator, or who has just very helpful staff who support families in getting their referrals, getting equipment they need. And most of all, the families feel that they are involved in a respected and helpful team arrangement with their practice, that they feel like they are on par with the folks in the practice. They can ask questions. They can challenge if a proposal is made to say, gee, I'm not sure we can do that. And that's the kind of thing that families should look for.
And I love the term medical home because it does make it sounds homey. It sounds like a place where you can be comfortable for your children. And, you know, we parents, we panic easily. And when our children are concerned, I give you pediatricians all the applause in the world because, wow, it's a tough job you're in. So give some examples of things that the pediatricians can do for families when they practice this family-centered care. You mentioned expanded hours. And I know my pediatrician's office, you know, you can pretty much call anytime and they'll come in on a Sunday or a holiday, whatever. Explain some of the specific examples of what they're doing.
Well, you are fortunate to have that because we know that not all children have access to a medical home. But what we know is that the concept of the medical home is not just about pediatrics, although we love to claim that we were the first ones to have the idea. But there are actually joint principles of the medical home that involve having a personal physician, someone who knows you best, or a personal provider, that there is a whole person orientation. We don't just say, well, let's just look at your foot. Let's look at your whole self. That the care is coordinated and integrated. That is, if I work with a specialist or work with your child's speech therapist, that's integrated, coordinated care. That safety and quality are things that practice cares about. and that expanded access or enhanced access such that you can get hold of someone if your child falls and breaks their arm, that you might be able to see them on a Saturday morning. And one of the principles of the joint principles of the patient-centered medical home is that there's adequate payment to be able to sustain those services. And so this is something that's been endorsed not only by the American Academy of Pediatrics, but by the family practice and the internal medicine governing bodies, because they recognize it as a great way to give care.
Now, what about for, you know, multiracial practices that have children from all communities? How are they really getting involved in the medical home? Because I would think that for them, it would be pretty important, because it's hard to find various specialists, as you mentioned, psychologists or asthma specialists, you know, maybe someone specialized in ADD, ADHD. You know, how for the diversity can this really come together and be so helpful?
Well, I think you bring up a couple of really great points, and those two of those things are connecting with specialists or the person your child needs to see, whether it be a lactation consultant for a child who has a cleft palate or a speech therapist or an asthma specialist. But the other thing you're thinking about is what we call culturally competent care, where a child, for example, who may need a translator has access to either a translator or translation lines, where families' own religious or cultural traditions are incorporated into the care of the child, and that people are actually inquiring about those things, ask the family if this is care that works for them. And I think that that's what I like to think about, is care that works for you, care that you can make work. I can say, gee, I need you to do A and B and C, but if you say I can't get any of those things done, then we're not going to have the outcome that we want for you and your child.
So what type of feedback, if you've seen a medical home begin in a practice, what are you hearing about how they're working? Is it complicated as a pediatrician and from your standpoint? Is this a complicated process, coordinating all these specialists, coordinating the office to run? Does one hand know what the other hand's doing?
And that is really an important challenge for pediatricians, because one of the things we're moving from is what's traditional hierarchical care, where the doctor says and everybody does it. And that's history, thankfully. But what we know is team-based care in a medical home practice means that a care coordinator or a nurse or a person who does clerical work in the practice might assist a family with getting a referral or getting follow-up from the referral. They might help with getting equipment. But those systems have to be built into practices. And so many times, small practices can't go out and hire a social worker or whatever. So what we are encouraging people to do in this team-based care is to find the skills that you have within your practice and to build on those. I am very fortunate that I was able to practice in a pediatric medical home for about 31 years, and two of the most valued people in our practice were our care coordinators, who had originally done other jobs within the practice and grew into this care coordination role. So I think that that's one of the challenges for practices as they build their medical home, is to have the resources and the talents to be able to support families across the domain of their care, not just while they're in the office getting examined.
In the last 45 seconds or so, Dr. Lale, give us your best advice for parents listening, searching for a medical home, finding out if their practice is involved in this type of treatment and care, and really how the families can be involved in coordinating this wonderful sort of care for their children.
The first thing is to investigate, to ask questions. Certainly you can go to the internet, look on websites, and read what people are doing, but there is nothing wrong at all with if you've moved to a new town or you have a new baby, with calling a practice and saying, gee, I'd love to come and talk with you. Do you have some new parent meetings at night? Can I come and interview one of your pediatricians? And there's nothing wrong with testing the water to see if this is going to be a good match for you and your family. And then I would also encourage every parent to make notes about what goes on at their child's medical care. There are certainly online personal health records, which may be too complex for many families, but it's a great thing to keep track of your kids' records so you know what's gone on, what they've had done in the past.
Thank you so much. The medical home, it's the concept. Parents, look for it. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.